Okay, this is side two of a tape of an interview with Ethel Colum on April 6, 1996. I wanted to ask you about civil rights down here in the South. You were here when everything changed. Was it a change? I know there aren't a lot of black people around here, are there?
There are more than you would think are now.
Yeah. Was it a big change for you, or did it make a difference for you? No, it didn't make a difference for you.
No. When I worked up north, you know, and things like that, I've lived up there I don't know how many times, and it didn't bother me. They just like us, only we're
different colors,
that's all in the world.
Do you understand that somebody your age, that's a very amazing thing to hear that? I think maybe, do you think it's because you're such a Christian?
I don't know, but I've got some of the best friends in the world, and it's just as black as soot, and I'm not ashamed to walk down the street with them.
That's amazing, because around here, boy, I know some of the people. Did you ever feel weird about it, or?
No.
No? It don't bother you at all? Were there ever any problems? Do you remember anything about the, you know, we're right near Mississippi. Do you remember anything about what was going on in Mississippi and Birmingham and?
I remember when that went on, and I thought, well, what in the world is people? Are they crazy? They're people just like us. And they, I don't know, they're your best friends if you just let them be.
So you thought it was just nonsense?
I thought it was crazy.
Crazy? Well, if you say crazy, I'll agree with you. Now, I wondered if you'd remember it much.
Yeah, I remember.
You remember it. Well, where did your boys go to college?
Gerald went to Florence. Mm-hmm. Carl went to Kenosha.
Kenosha, Wisconsin?
Uh-huh.
Wow. He went far away.
But, see, we lived right in there close, too.
Yeah.
And Mickey got his over here at Tiffin's.
Got his over at Tiffin's. Tiffin's is the local plant.
I wanted him to go to college so bad, I couldn't hardly stand it, but you'll think of something else. If you have children, you'll think, well, I won't push them. And I never did. I didn't push mine.
You didn't fight about it?
No. But I did want him to go on.
Well, do you think he made the right choice now, looking back on it?
Well, he's got about as good a job as anybody could get.
So you think he did the right thing?
I think he did.
Well, maybe it was just right for him.
Well, see, he was just a kid when he got out of school. Tiffin's, when they opened up, they hired him as a foreman, and he's been one ever since.
That's a long time. Things are so different now.
Yeah, it is.
What do you think is the most different? What do you think has changed the most?
I think our churches has.
How do you think they've changed?
Well, the preachers looks out so much for so much money. I hate to say that about our preachers, but it's true. They'll just rob the church if they can. Or it seems to me like it. Maybe I'm not. But our church is not like it used to be. And I would love to see that again. I'd like to see people walk that aisle and get saved. That didn't save them, but when they bowed them knees and went to praying to God, and He heard their prayers. And now we don't see that. It's not like it used to be.
You think it's more about money?
Well, it seems that way.
How do you feel about TV evangelists? I know when you were growing up, of course, there were no TV. You used to get Sunday radio shows, though, didn't you?
Yeah.
But
there's some people on my television that Brother Digby and people like that. Oh, they preach. And by the way, I've got another nephew that's a preacher.
He got a calling?
Did you hear about Danny, my nephew, dying? He was a preacher.
No, I didn't know it.
Yeah. Well, you remember him, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I remember him when I was young.
He had cancer.
Oh.
And his son, I believe he told me he preached three sermons now. And he's just, boy, you talk about glad.
Well, you look happy. Did you think one of your boys would get a calling?
Well, in a way, I thought maybe they would. But it's like I told Josh. I said, Josh, when God calls you, I said, he means for you to go. He said, I'm going. He said, yeah. He said, I'm going.
That's amazing. Boy, you look happy about it, too.
It's Maxine's son.
Yeah.
And I know you remember Daniel.
Yeah. How old is he now?
As
Josh.
He's about 21.
21. That's amazing. So now he knows what he wants to do with the rest of his life. Mm-hmm. Do you wish that you had gotten an education? If you had the opportunities we have now, like me, I didn't even think about not going to college. I knew I had to go.
Uh-huh.
It's just a matter of getting the money and all that stuff. Do you think if you would go to school now?
Well, not now, but I have thought about going back, you know, when I was younger, but not now.
What would you do?
Well, I don't know. I'd like to help in the hospital or something like that. See, I've worked in the hospital.
Have you?
I was cook in there, and I liked in there. And I worked, I guess, about 4 years in a nursing home. And then David Rogers, he was good friends of ours, and Pat and them was over on the island, and he'd come to see Mama, and one day I got home from work, and I was upset, you know. We couldn't get no help fit for nothing. And he said, what's the matter with you? I said, oh, I'm upset. And of course, he was nosy. He wanted to know. And I told him, and he said, come down to Lance and go to work tomorrow. I said, well, I'll study about it. And you know, I studied about that all week, and I prayed over that. And when I, on Saturday morning, the woman that was supposed to have been working, I was supposed to have been home, the woman, she couldn't go in. And I just called the boss of it, and I told her, Agnes White was the boss. I said, I won't be back at work over there anymore. She said, what in the world for? I said, I can't touch somebody else and do all they are to do in that kitchen. And she said, well, you won't have to no more. I said, no, I won't. I said, I've done got a job ready to go on Monday morning. And that was a blessing to me, because I couldn't have took it no longer. For I've seen the time that I wanted to slap Miss White, but I didn't.
It's a good thing you weren't like when you were young, slapping the boys.
That's right.
You rang her jaws.
Oh, I tell you what, you'd just be done so dirty, though. And see, if she had to come in, it wouldn't hurt her to come in and work that day. I'd work at her place, and I didn't get one extra nickel for working 2 and 3 days at a time for her work and her. So,
how do you think it's different for a single mother today than it was for you? You know, back when you were raising your boys on your own, divorce wasn't all that common. And it was usually a widower or a widow who was raising kids on their own. And now divorce is so common and single parents are so common. How do you think it's different?
Well, I can't really put my finger on it. But I just hate to see a home broke up. That just breaks my heart to think of it. And, you know, I'll go back to mine. And, of course, that lots of children, it's not done just like they ought to be. It takes a mother and daddy, they're supposed to. And I don't know, I just can't go along with these divorces all the time. But now, sometimes you have to have a divorce.
Well, yeah, I understand that. Do you think some couples, though, should stick it out a little longer? Or do you think people are getting divorces who need divorces?
Well, I think sometimes if they have to. Really do.
So you understand.
I just think that there's a lot of women. Their men's just trifling vices, some of them. And they won't help her to nothing, and it's not good.
Do you remember, I wanted to ask you a couple more things about some, do you remember any big moments in your life? Anything that was important to history that you remember on your in your own way? Anything you can think of? Do you remember when the man landed on the moon?
Oh, yes.
Did you watch it on TV?
Oh, well, we didn't watch it. We heard it. See, we didn't have
a... You had a radio.
Mm-hmm.
And you heard it on TV.
Uh-huh.
I bet, were the boys excited?
Everybody was. Yeah, all of us were.
What was it like?
We, I don't know. We was just anxiously waiting, you know.
Yeah. Were you proud?
Yeah.
Proud.
I'm proud of anything that helps our country in any way. I love America.
Do you?
Lord, I love America.
Do you remember when President Nixon got in all that trouble?
Yeah.
What did you think about that then?
I thought he was to blame.
You did?
Yes.
Did you think he deserved to be
yes,
impeached?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So you agreed when he resigned?
You better believe it.
Did you vote for him?
Let's see. I believe I did.
Did you?
Uh-huh.
So you feel like he did you wrong?
I felt like he done the nation
wrong.
Wrong, yeah. If a good Democrat runs, I vote for him. If a good Republican. We was taught that. Us children was taught that. He said, don't go for somebody that's just any kind of person. And we stuck to that all the
time. So you never taught to vote just Democrat or just Republican?
No.
You were always taught. And you always used your right to vote. You know, a lot of people now don't use their right to vote. Have you always voted?
Yeah. I vote every time.
Do you?
Only these little old roads out here where you can't get them done nothing, I won't vote for them.
Well, that's your power. That's how you get things done. Now, recently they were going to try to name this road. What did they name it?
They finally got it to the Boyd Road.
Boyd Road.
Yeah, and I didn't like it.
I didn't think so. I thought you guys were trying to get it officially named Bubblegum Hill, weren't you?
Yes.
I could just see a street sign now, Bubblegum Hill, and having to explain to everybody how it got bubblegum.
Well,
could you tell me a little bit more about what it was like when you were a child?
Well,
anything you remember very fondly? Anything that was a special treat or you really miss?
Well, I've talked so much now, I think.
You talked about?
Well, I'll tell you another thing that my parents did, and God blessed them for that. They both had long lives. We took care of my grandpa and granny lived up here. They had to move in the house with us. And somebody had to take care of them. We made room for them. We never turned nobody away. There's a lot of times I was scared to death, afraid I'd get the itch or something. But God just blessed us kids, and we didn't get it. We wouldn't. We took a bath, and we used a lot of stuff, but we did know that some of our people, you know, might have had the lice or things, but we didn't get them. Thank the Lord.
Oh, Lord, I can't imagine. Did So your boys take care of you now, just like you took care of your parents, and just like they took care of their parents?
Well, yeah. But I don't depend on my children.
Well, you're still pretty active. Y'all can't see her house, but she runs around like I don't know what. She still plants a big old garden outside, and she fishes in her catfish pond, and she does all kinds of stuff.
I've got a catfish pond. If they ever come up where they'll see, I can see them. It's just down this road down.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. I need to go look at it.
It's a pretty place.
What made y'all put it in?
Huh?
What made you decide to put it in?
Well, the children, they, see, they've got space. Jared's got some land over there. And they kept talking about it, and they said if I wanted a fish pond, that they would have it fixed. I said, no, I'll do that. They said, no, we'll do that. So Gerald, he talked to them. They talked again, and they told him, said, fix her a pond if she wants it. And it just went off like that. Next thing I knew, Ray Ashley and them was down there fixing it.
you know, one of the best memories I have when I was a kid. Do you remember in the summers we used to come down here and you and Mama would take us fishing?
Yeah.
And we'd go get chicken livers and we'd go up that road over there and we'd bring 5-gallon buckets to sit on and she'd wear that big old ugly straw hat. And she'd wear that hat and we'd sit out there and she'd get so mad because we wouldn't touch the livers and she'd have to bait our hooks. And then we wouldn't be quiet so she could catch a fish. And then when we did catch a fish, because we almost never did because we were so loud, we wouldn't touch the fish. And when she took the fish off the hook, we'd get mad. Oh, well, we're going to talk now. We're through with this interview. Thank you very much.